Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're talking this morning on the Trocare College Live Line about a letter carrier's contract. And joining us this morning, David Grosskopf Jr., who's the president of the National Association of Letter Carriers, branch number 3, that's here in Buffalo. David, thanks for being with us this morning. We understand you've been working without a contract for some time. Kind of explain to us where you are right now in this negotiation, how long you've been working without a contract.
Right. So we've been working without a contract for over 600 days. The contract expired in May of the previous year, and we've been attempting to negotiate with the Postal Service to come up with some kind of a negotiated agreement here, and one was presented to the NALC in October. And that's where we're currently at with the situation.
Well, let me ask this. What is morale like among the letter carriers right now?
I've been a letter carrier for over 30 years, and I've never seen the morale lower in my entire career on the workroom floor.
Why is that?
I think it's a combination of a bunch of factors. The mail makeup has changed over my career. 30 years ago, 20 years ago, we delivered more letters, more flats, less packages. Now that dynamic is flipped. We're not delivering as many packages, as many letters and as many flats and more packages. And that package delivery is the much more physical aspect of our job. So we're working harder as letter carriers than we ever have. The other issue is, there's really no incentive at the post office anymore. The job used to be a lucrative job where, you could come in, did a good job, and, there was something to be proud of. This tentative agreement, again, we delivered through COVID. We have an issue where letter carriers, not only in Western New York, but all across the country, are being robbed. They're being assaulted, and in some cases, they're being killed. During the pandemic, we kept the country up and running. Letter carriers were out there every single day delivering goods, products, and services to America. All we're asking for is in this tentative agreement, like a lot of other industries, to be recognized for what we did and to be compensated fairly for what we did. And in this case, we don't believe that's happening.
You mentioned more packages than ever. It's something we were talking about here yesterday on WBEN. I'd imagine, back not that long ago, you picture a letter carrier and you had the bag over your shoulder. You could walk, down a couple of blocks without having to go back to the truck. I mean, it probably looks a lot different right now.
Very, very much so. I'll give you an example. On my route, again, this is 20, 25 years ago, what we call our base parcel volume, which is the average number of parcels we'd get on an assignment a day. I had what was considered a heavy route because I had a combination route, which was businesses and residential. My base parcel was about 10 to 12 parcels a day 20, 25 years ago. The average letter carrier, they're probably delivering 200-300 packages minimally a day, if not in some instances 3 to 4 times that on a daily basis. So those numbers for letter carriers, as far as package delivery, that's exploded. And like you said, you can't carry a lot of that in your bag or on your back. That's going to require you to, move the vehicle multiple times, exit and enter the vehicle multiple times, go up to the customer's home, ring their doorbell, wait. So it's much more physically demanding at this point.
David, AI seems to be taking over everything these days. Is the position of letter carrier possibly threatened in the near future or not?
My opinion is no. It's going to be very difficult, you know, to, for example, you know, build something, whether that's a robot or some type of automation that can assess the number of things that we have to assess every day out there on the streets as letter carriers. And, you know, Western New York presents some unique challenges, especially with lake effect snow and things like that. So I really don't think there at any time soon there's going to be a replacement, you know, for that human factor, because, you know, I've yet to see a robot trudge through, you know, 4 feet of snow, get to your home and drop off your letters and packages.
Yeah, probably doesn't happen that easy. Well, you're working without a contract. There's a tentative agreement that's out there right now. So is this agreement up for a vote? And what exactly is the process here? What's the recommendation for members of the union to do?
Yes, so we do have a tentative agreement. And what the process is, what we're being told, is in late November, early December, approximately December 1st, the union will send out ratification ballots to vote on this contract. They will start by sending them out to the West Coast, moving their way across the U.S. to the East Coast. Letter carriers will be given approximately about a month to vote on that tentative agreement to send them back in. So sometime in January, we should know what is going on with that tentative agreement, whether it's been approved and ratified, and then that'll be the end of it. Or if it's not, and the tentative agreement is turned down, then at that point, we even have that timeline in place. In February, we would be going to national level binding arbitration in front of an arbitrator to plead our case there.
Is there as much angst around the country as there is here among letter carriers over this tentative agreement?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm seeing. I watch social media quite a bit, you know, different news outlets from around the country. And it does appear, you know, everywhere letter carriers are not only not happy with the tentative agreement that the Postal Service has put on the table, but I hear words like disgusted. It's a slap in the face. You know, a lot of letter carriers feel like the Postal Service has let them down for what they're doing day in and day out, not only for the company, but for the country.
How long do you have to vote on this? What's the process like? When do you expect an answer on to whether or not this will be ratified?
We're hoping sometime in January that we'll have that answer on whether it's ratified or not. And then, you know, we'll move forward if it's not.
Could there possibly be any job action?
The answer to that is no. Even though in 1970, the NALC went on strike, that was an illegal strike in 1970. Those laws are still on the books. So it's actually illegal for us as postal employees to strike. And the penalties are severe. For example, if I was to call a strike, as a president, the federal government would have the right to arrest me and imprison me for doing that.
Okay, well, we'll be watching this and following along. David, thanks so much. David Grosskopf is president of the NALC branch number 3 out of Buffalo.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.